Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And Jeff, it is so much fun at Osmond Designs this week. It is spring cleaning time. So we are cleaning out the warehouse. You know, our loss, your gain. We are tired of being overstocked. We have all the stuff down from the top shelves and we're bringing them down and we're putting them out on the showroom floor. And we're selling them for cheap. So we have locations in Orem and in Lehigh. We have over 45,000 square feet of showroom space, which is actually the largest design showroom in the entire state of Utah. So bring your trucks and trailers. Come and get your stuff. You know, maybe you don't know what you need. We also offer interior design services to help you make sure that you're spending money on the right items. But today I'm really excited because we have some amazing guests on the show with us today. You know, when it's springtime, I always look at paint. That's just me. I'm an interior designer. I'm in people's homes all the time. Usually the baseboards start looking a little tired, the windowsills, the doors, you know, all the things. So staining and painting and giving your home a refresh is more important than ever. Today we have Todd and Karen Smith. They are with Painter One. You guys actually own Painter One. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for inviting us.
We're so happy to have you. You guys are definitely the Utah experts in this department. You own this business. Let's introduce yourself specifically, who you are and how you became involved in this business.
Originally, we're from the Northwest. That's where we met. And Todd grew up in Vancouver. I grew up in Portland and kind of started with painting way, way back when. We've been married for a while and we've flipped several houses. And so pretty experienced in paint. And over the years, just been looking for the right business to get and moved here to Utah about 11 years ago. And Todd happened to meet the gentleman who started Painter One, the franchise, and they developed a relationship because they had a lot in common. He'd hired him to do some painting for his business, and when they were ready to sell their flagship franchise, Todd thought, my wife's been wanting to do something. Our last one just graduated.
He wants to keep his wife busy.
Well, yes.
That's awesome.
I think we know that, you know, I was busy, but before that.
This will be a hobby for his wife, Karen,
yes,
over here.
Who has nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
He didn't say
that.
I hadn't worked since we moved to Utah, outside of the home. And I was looking for something once the last one graduated. And he knew that. And I wanted it to be a business we owned.
That's amazing.
And this just so happened to be right up my alley. And so we wanted it to be something Todd can transition into when he retired from what he was doing and that we could build together. So, yeah, that's kind of how we started here with Painter One.
You guys are just the dream team, too. It's a husband and wife team, and they still like each other. They still laugh, and they have a great time. And
Sure.
That depends on the day, I'm sure.
Wow.
I mean,
what, you're normal?
Depends on my tone, is what it depends on.
Right? I love that.
I was like, Todd, are you mad at me?
No. No.
Sounds like you're mad at me. No, you're doing awesome.
That's
keep it
great.
Up.
Todd, is there anything you wanted to add to that intro?
Yeah, I mean, what she's saying is right. We've been married for 36 years. I know she didn't want to say that because we look a lot younger than that.
You're very experienced.
But we
That's
are
actually
very
a good thing.
And
you
I guess
that.
The big thing is she's really the expert. I, you know, as we've repainted our houses and done remodels and stuff, I've helped, but it's more like I'm handing her the paintbrush because she just, it's in her genes to do that. But Painter One is a franchise, and it was started in Spanish Fork about 14 years ago. This is the flagship one. We're actually, our name is Painter One of Utah County. We paint all over the area, but specifically probably 80% of our business is in Utah County.
So Todd and Karen, I first met you at a home in Alpine. And if you're just joining the show, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but there was a home in my ward and in my neighborhood that went up for sale. So randomly, I called my sister and my brother-in-law and said, come live next to me. This is such a great home. You need to buy it. It's gorgeous. And of course, they were excited about that. They currently live in the Provo River Bottoms, have a beautiful home there that they recently purchased. And they're just at the tail end of remodeling their home. So they know all the blood, sweat, and tears. And they finally are sleeping in their bed and enjoying and getting back to normal life. And so, you know, my suggestion of having them jump back into the deep end of the swimming pool maybe wasn't the best idea. But
I'm just curious. When you say to people, oh, you've got to have this house, do they usually listen?
Sometimes they do, Jeff. I'm going to find you a house. My sister and brother-in-law, they looked at the house with me. We walked through, and as soon as I walked in the front door, I thought, this is a beautiful home. I should buy this home. So we walked all through, and I just kept thinking about it. And on our way out, I said, so what do you guys think? And they said, oh, this is such a fixer-upper. We just can't do this. This is so much work.
Yeah.
And for an interior designer, you know, cosmetic paint and carpet and, you know, painting the kitchen cabinets and tearing out some tile and, you know, doing some of those things really doesn't scare me too much. In fact, I thrive on it and I love it. And so when I walked out, I told them, I said, if you're not going to buy it, I might be crazy enough to buy it myself. And all that night, I thought about it. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I decided I'm just crazy enough to do this. So I decided to put my home up for sale. Sold it just this past Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, nice. Super excited. So
we'll be paying soon.
We'll be talking about paint, yes. And here I am, you know, jumping into another fixer-upper project. But sometimes, you know, in real estate, you just know when that home speaks to you. And that's what happened with this home. It's a beautiful home. It will be a great investment. Obviously, a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So this is actually how I met Todd, is he was painting and his crew was painting at the home next door. So I saw him, I saw his truck and said, oh, by the way, I'm buying this home. Would you be interested in doing a bid on this home? And so I didn't really know Todd or Karen at the time. I do work with a lot of painters in my business, but it's always nice to have, you know, new contacts and fresh faces and experienced talent. And especially when it's your own personal home, you want to make sure that you're getting quality. And so Todd came over and said, oh, yeah, I have a few minutes. And he walked around. And you know, if you're listening to the show and you are needing painting, either on your exterior or your interior, this is kind of how your consultation works. And I have personal experience, obviously, that we're sharing. But Todd came over, you know, free of charge, walked around the home, talked about it, and then said, you really need to meet my wife, Karen. You're going to love my wife, Karen. And so we set up a time, and Karen and I met. And Karen walked around, did measurements, and we talked about some of the design ideas and features of the home and what we wanted to accentuate and what we didn't want to accentuate. And then, of course, you know, what the budget is and what the timeline is always a challenge. So that's how I met you guys. And here you are on the KSL show to talk about your business. I was so impressed with both of you. You are such personable, fun people. And when you have subcontractors in your home, you want to make sure you're comfortable with them. And, you know, you're doing business with people. And so you need to make sure that you have a great relationship with those people. So that's something I really admired about both of you. We just hit it, you know, off the bat, right from the beginning. So that was really, really fun. Right. How do people find you guys?
Well, part of the reason why we bought the business is because it had a great reputation. And at the time, we had over 7,000 people in our database at the time, and our Google reviews were 4.6, 4.7, and just really good. And that was a main factor in us buying it. So obviously, we have a presence in Google. We have a high SEO. You know, when you type in Painter One in Utah County, we're the first ones to come up just because we've got such a great reputation. We were starting to see a big increase in our social media. We have an Instagram person that does posts for us, and then just word of mouth.
Excellent. We are so happy to have Todd and Karen Smith. They are the owners of Painter One Utah County on the KSL radio show today. You're going to learn so much today. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. I own the Osmond Designs furniture and interior design stores. We are having so much fun. We're doing a little spring cleaning at the store, a little touch-up paint, you know, unboxing all the stuff that gets hidden in the corners of the warehouse. We're pulling all of that out. Our loss, your gain. Stuff is flying out. We're also prepping for the Parade of Homes. So that's been a little busy, let's be honest. It's a little crazy over there at Osmond Designs, but we have in-stock merchandise. A lot of the design stores, you have to wait 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks if you place a special order because you select your style of your frame of your sofa or your sectional, and then you choose your fabric, which we can do those as well. We have extensive design centers at both stores, but we also have a lot of really great stuff on the showroom floor that we have specifically made for us. And then you can always switch pillows. The other fun thing is 17 of your neighbors don't have the same thing. So if you're going to a big box store, sometimes, you know, you and your best friends, you all have the same dining table or the same sofa because they purchased 500 of the same one. So lots of great reasons to be shopping Osmond Designs right now. We have the high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle, and no one beats our prices. So there you go. Springtime. Okay. We have the coolest guests on the show with us today. We have Todd and Karen Smith. They are the owners of the Painter One Utah County division. And you pretty much are taking over the painting industry here in Utah. So proud of you guys. Painter One has such a great reputation. Todd, you are the marketing genius. And Karen, you're the design consultation talent.
Yes,
it's your great combo.
It's my favorite thing.
You're so good.
Though I do love the painting, but I'm, you know, we even pay people to do that for us now, even though I can. But I don't want to do the actual painting. But I do love the whole renovation side of things. So
it's super fun.
Yeah.
I know. If you're thinking of repainting your home, springtime's a great time to do that. A lot of times your exterior needs a refresh. That front door starts looking tired. The door jams, the garage side doors, the garage doors. Once you come into your home, colors change. And things are going lighter and brighter, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But just wanted to introduce both of you again for those that are just joining us. It's Painter One. What makes your business different from all of the other paint businesses that are out there?
Probably the biggest difference for us is our customer service, the whole process of what we do. It's part of the reason why we bought the business. We have a software system that really helps us manage that. But, you know, we have painters. We have a bunch of different painters that we use, and we subcontract with them, and we vet them, and we go through that whole process. And we're the ones that go in and do the estimate. We do the color consultation. We manage the project from start to finish. And we're in constant communication with the customer and the painter at the same time.
I think one of the things, too, that can make a difference is having a project manager on site. I have found that most homeowners don't want to be negative with whoever is working in their house, whether it's a drywaller or a painter or a plumber or whatever. If they see something they're uncomfortable with, they're not comfortable addressing it with the person who's actually doing the work because they don't want them to
feel
mad,
bad.
And they don't want to be uncomfortable in their own home after the fact. Most people don't want to do that. And that is one of the areas where we're unique in that we have an actual project manager. So we encourage all of our customers, if they have a problem, to call a project manager. And then the project manager takes care of it in a way that takes the pressure off of the homeowner. They recognize the problem and address it with the painter as if they were the ones that saw it, not the actual homeowner. So the homeowner is never uncomfortable and feeling like their painters are mad at them.
I think that's so important. One thing that really impressed me about both of you is you're so organized. Your business is very organized. Your quotes are very organized. Your communications are so professional and so great, and you're personable, and it's fun. It's fun to hang out with you and get your ideas. We share ideas. You recently did give me a quote on a new home that I'm buying, and I'm super excited to have your help in doing some painting on that home. Okay, let's talk about, you know, we live in Utah, and it's the DIY state, right? We think we can do everything, and we oftentimes do. Painting is one that I always don't recommend people do. Plumbing is another one, electrical. No, it's just good to pay the professionals. So anyone can sometimes paint a home or a room or a wall, but oftentimes you guys come in after the fact and fix it.
Yes, we get lots of calls for that, where we need to go in after the fact and fix. Painting is, to a degree, pretty simple, right? Products are simple, and it might seem like application is simple, but it's actually more nuanced than that. And maybe when we come back from break, we'll go over a funny story from back in the day. I would say 20 years ago with my mother addressing this very issue. And so though many things can be DIY'd, sometimes it's not advisable.
Not advisable. Painting sheetrock is one thing. Painting kitchen cabinets is another. We're going to be right back on the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. See you in a minute.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks again for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, Jeff. And at Osmond Designs, it's springtime. We have all the beautiful pastels. We have the floral pillows out, the lightweight blankets, you know, the new bedding. It is so much fun.
But I don't know. What's the new bedding?
What is the new bedding? You know, Jeff, I have to tell you, I'll let you in on a little secret. We actually have our own exclusive Osmond Designs bedding line coming to Osmond Designs, and we're really, really excited about that. We've been working on it for quite some time. So there you go. You heard it here first on KSL. More, you know, about that later. But today, we're super excited to have Todd and Karen Smith. They are the owners of Painter One Utah County franchise. And right now, I'm a little excited because we get to talk about all the DIYs. I'm an interior designer. I go into lots of people's homes, and I know when it's done right, and I know when they try to do it themselves. And, you know, it's hard to be the one to break that news to them that they need to hire someone like you to come in and fix what they did. Todd, share your favorite story.
Well, I guess the biggest thing for me is when we get a lot of times we'll get a lead where it comes in and they know that they've done something wrong and they've called us to come and give a bid. And when you do that, it actually is harder. It's more expensive to fix things because there's drips and those kinds of things, and they think that that's can be a really easy fix.
Wait, when people do things like paint their kitchen cabinets black themselves and they call you, can you rescue that?
We can, but it would cost a lot of money.
That's a good answer.
It costs more to undo it and
yes,
fix it,
it
than just to have called you in the first place.
Yes.
We just had one like that. She wanted us to hide the brush strokes.
Yeah, and you can't.
You can for a price.
And by a lot of sanding?
Yes, you can for a price. Oh. And in the end, it would have been better to just have it done right the first time. But yeah.
So I'm a born and raised Utah girl, and I love saving money. One of my philosophies is never pay retail, but I also know where my talents are. You know, do what you do best, sub out the rest. There's just some things you should not touch.
Well, you know, all DIY projects begin with a tremendous amount of confidence.
Of course, right? And excitement.
And the confidence just wanes over the quick course of time until you shrug your shoulders and say, what am I going to do now?
Or a lot of guys start saying swear words, and that's when you know it's time to call the experts, right?
So I have a good story for you. This was a couple years ago around Thanksgiving time. I was checking on a job. And we always put a sign out in the yard for us. And as I was getting into my car to leave, a guy came by. He says, hey, can you come check out what I'm doing? And so I went. It was a block away. And they were trying to do this project themselves. And I go in, and the place was just a mess. And there was drips everywhere. And his goal was that he had his Thanksgiving week off, and he had scaffolding in there, and he was trying to do all this stuff, and he was just exasperated. It was so funny. It was funny. I was like, oh man.
So then you should go back to work, sir.
Yeah, you should just let us take care of this. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shoot, Jeff, do you have experience?
Yeah,
painting?
I do. Well, actually,
Jeff's over there making funny faces, and we have to call him out.
Truth is, before I got into radio, lo, those many years ago, I had a painting business in college, and we went out and we painted a lot of houses over the course of one summer, you know, made some money so we'd have pocket money during the school year, a buddy and I, and the next year we got this brilliant idea. We're going to hire a lot of crews, right? And we're going to go around and we're just going to do estimates. We're going to make bank. These guys are going to work. And at the end of the summer, we had $0 and nothing to spend for the year ahead because we didn't know what we were doing. And so anybody who can make a go of it in the painting business, I have tremendous respect for you guys.
I do too. Absolutely. Karen, did you want to share a story?
Sure. I can give you one. Well, I have two, actually, funny things that have happened in terms of painting that were a lot of times when you go to paint, you've got drywall that you're putting something wet over, in this case, paint, and that can bring up surprises, right? So we're doing a walkthrough for a house that we'd painted the walls white. And we're going down to check out the basement. And as we're heading down, there's a huge smiley face right on that part of the stairs, the ceiling-ish part of the stairs that you kind of have to duck for if you're tall. And there's this huge smiley face right there. And the homeowner looks at it like, where did that come from? And I was like, I don't know. Where did that come from? Wasn't there when we painted. And realistically, when it comes to painting, these are the things that are good to know. We tell our customers, if you have marks on the walls, please do not clean them before we come. We will take care of that for you because it's the only way for us to know if there's some kind of contaminant on the wall. Otherwise, we'll get finished with the project and you'll find a big smiley face on the wall because if you clean it up with a magic marker or a magic eraser, by the time you... It won't show until you put more paint over the top of it, and everything that your children put on the wall will come back out. It's important to put primer on those things. That's one of the things the pros don't know how to do.
You mentioned the smiley face, and it just makes me laugh. Mind you, I'm 17 years old. We're goofballs painting an interior, and we just decided to scrawl like graffiti some farm words on the wall in dark blue.
Yes.
Six coats later, it was still showing through and the homeowners were coming home.
Jeff, primer. Stain blocking primer.
Where were you when I needed you?
There's something about this radio station room where, you know, all the good stories come out.
It's
even
like that.
Jeff Kaplan over here, the king of KSL, shares some of his do's and don'ts of DIYs. You know, Utah is known for that. However, sometimes you just need to call the experts. There are several reasons why you should call someone like Todd and Karen Smith of Painter One. One being kitchen cabinets. A lot of people have those red oak cabinets. They have those, you know, alder cabinets that everyone's either wanting to rip out, which is very expensive, or they want to paint over those. Mm-hmm. What are some recommendations for people besides call you?
Right. Well, obviously calling us. We always appreciate. That's a great thing. But when it comes to DIY, as I am a DIYer myself, and ironically, our daughter is on social media as a DIYer here in Utah, very popular. So ironically, we have a daughter in that space. apple didn't fall too far from the tree. I am also a DIYer. I also do know what I know my boundaries, right? I know what I'm capable of and I know what I'm not capable of. And in the painting industry, though I'm capable of it, I don't like to do it anymore because my wrists hurt or my back hurts or my neck hurts and it just becomes too much and I'd rather have somebody else. When it comes to kitchen cabinets, it is one of my biggest pet peeves in the DIY industry. Just apologize to the daughter right off the bat, but she actually calls us to paint hers as well. She doesn't do that many of them herself when she changes color. In the DIY industry, in terms of cabinets, they can be painted, and that by as a DIY person, brushed and rolled. And I do recommend that for some people where I go out on a consult. Maybe they can't afford the price. And I say, hey, if you can't afford it, I'm happy to tell you how to do it. I'll tell you the right products to use.
Are you talking about like wooden cabinets
yes.
where the grains are showing through? There's a coat of varnish on it or whatever stain?
Yes, that or IKEA or laminate or melamine. There is a way to paint all of those things. And if I go out on a consult and the price is too high and I can tell it's too high, I'm happy to share the details of how to do it themselves. I always say, get yourself a sprayer. It's cheaper than us, and if you feel confident, like you can do that kind of thing, I say give it a shot. It would be, it might, what would take us 5 days might take them 2 months, but maybe that's all they can afford, and I'm happy to help them out with that. There are tips and tricks that can be used when it comes to doing DIY projects. Do all DIYers use them? No. A lot of times when I see these pictures online, I look up close and I think, ooh, I can see those roller marks.
Yeah.
I don't love that for cabinets. What I tell customers is if you're going to do it on your own, do your vanities in your bathroom.
I agree.
Do ones below eye level. Pay to have somebody do the ones at eye level, the uppers. Nobody pays attention to your island. Do your island yourself. Try it out there. Try it out in your powder bath. That's where it doesn't make as big a difference. Sometimes if it's a really nice home, I say, yeah, you're going to downgrade the
actual quality
yeah. of your home. It can make a difference in those ways.
So it's clinging to hope here. What percentage of people who DIY the cabinets actually get it right? The chuckling is telling me it's not a big number.
Cringing. Not very many, Jeff.
Say not very many.
Ouch.
Maybe 10. There are some things that even until we purchased this painting company, I didn't even know. And I've been painting things since I was 15 when my mom let me remodel my own bedroom. So it's there are some nuances, definitely. Homework helps. We exclusively, in general, use Sherwin-Williams products, not exclusively, but they are helpful. If you go into one of their stores, they can help you out with what you need to do to DIY it. If you're going to DIY it, do the island or the vanities in
well,
the
bathrooms. I think it's harder than it looks.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Yeah. Everyone thinks, oh, I can do that. I'll just do it this weekend. It'll take me a couple hours. Oh, it can be a full-on disaster. Yeah.
What is the difference? I mean, is it that sheetrock is meant to be painted, cabinets not necessarily so?
No, I think that sheetrock is meant to have a roller used on it, and more people can use a roller. Cabinets are meant to be sprayed. In my opinion, doors and trim, also meant to be sprayed. They look better. When you come into a home, I'm sure from a real estate side of things, when you're looking at a home to purchase it, it just, for some reason, looks better than the others. And it's almost always because the ones that have been professionally sprayed are the ones that look more pleasing to the eye.
100%. Today we have Todd and Karen Smith. They are the owners of Painter One Utah County, sharing tips and tricks about anything and all things painting. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back on the KSL Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
It's the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. It is springtime, and it is so much fun to be a homeowner. If you love where you live, sometimes the best thing to do is to remodel. And, you know, of course, it's always fun to build a home as well, but most people will be remodeling. There's always a room in your home that just maybe needs a little fresh coat of paint, or, you know, trends are always changing. And if you're feeling brave and bold, maybe you want to get a different color on either a headboard wall or an entire room. Today we have Todd and Karen Smith. They are the owners of Painter One Utah County on the show with us today. Let's talk about some paint trends that you're seeing right now.
Sure. Paint trends. I love trends. Go on a lot of color consults to help people embrace trends. I always say, if you don't like it, change it in a year. You know, painting is an easy change. Getting new bedding, in my opinion, easy change, right? New pillows, love
easy.
Changing.
Mm-hmm.
You go with the basics and then throw in the trends and the pillows and the lighting or the bedding or, you know, change up those things. What are we seeing right now? Dark and moody is in. I'm loving that because I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of a moody room where the ceiling and the walls and the baseboards and the doors very like old English library, where when you come into the room, you can't really tell where the door is because it's the same color as everything else. You would think it would make a room smaller, but it doesn't. I'm not a fan of doing it everywhere, but I am a fan of a targeted, like an office, obviously a theater room, but definitely in an office. I love going with this kind of darker, moody trend that's going right now. I think it makes a difference with artwork, with lighting, and then that's what stands out.
Oh,
right?
For sure. And then just making sure you have a large window in that space so you can get the light that you need.
Get some light in there, sure.
Absolutely. So I think we're doing a hard swing from white and black everything, right? The Joanna Gaines modern farmhouse. We're all tired of that. Every client that I'm working with right now really wants to warm things up by doing some of those beiges and those creams and getting out of the grays.
Yes, it's true. And kind of ironic that some that I go out and see, their walls are still beige. Just that darker beige of 15, 20 years ago that we used to see with the travertine tile and everything's beige. But we're trending back to that now just in like seriously lighter version of that. That's what I'm seeing, where the walls are just that pale, I hate to say beige because there's kind of a bad connotation to it, but let's just say a warm cream.
Warm cream.
With kind of taupe undertones
to it. Like a cool, yes, not orange.
We're seeing
yes.
more of that. People are going away from the white walls, though I do go on some where they're still in the beige and they want gray.
Mm-hmm. And you can mix, and that's okay.
A lot of times I say, hey, if you've been wanting gray all this time, go with gray.
Do it. Yeah.
Just let's go 50% lighter than whatever you want. Let's just go a much lighter version of that gray, and that will stand the test of time. If you go with what you like, you'll always love it.
I agree 100%. Okay, so one question I always get asked as an interior designer is, do you do satin or eggshell on the walls? Karen.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It
They're
does
both
not
pretty
matter.
Close.
They're pretty close depending on what type of paint you're using. I'd more say what type of paint do you want to use than what sheen do you want to use. If you have small children, you're going to want to use a paint that is easier clean. Definitely satin on that one. If you're going with a dark color, you definitely want to go with like a flat or hides the roller marks. So I would look more at the paint than the sheen, personally. Either is fine.
I agree.
Or satin.
Yes, and most painters do have a preference, so it's good, you know, to ask you guys that. So all you DIYers, there's your tip and trick for this weekend. There you go. And once you mess it up, call Todd and Karen Smith from Painter One. Before we sign off today, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. Hopefully you're getting excited to paint a room. Or maybe your entire home, the exterior, the interior. Central Bank does offer HELOC loans, those home equity lines of credit so that you can get the funds that you need to update your home. And my philosophy is love your home. There's no place like home. Dorothy from Wizard of Oz said it the best. And your home should be a place that you walk in and it makes you smile and it should be comfortable and cozy. Thank you for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show today. Here with Jeff Kaplan signing off. Talk to you next week.